Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Pop Quiz. In these episodes, Joe is going to ask a topical question in history, and I then have to answer it. We're not editing these episodes. It's just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go.
John, someone in our audience has a question.
Okay.
Related to the Brexit question that I asked you on the last Pop Quiz.
Oh, yeah.
One of the members of our audience has asked, how has Brexit affected the rest of the EU's economy? And I have a second part to that, but I want to stop there.
Okay. There was an initial shock once Article 50 was triggered in 2017, once Britain formally declared it was going to leave the EU. You got a dip in the euro, but actually a much bigger dip in the pound. It brought both sides down a little bit relative to the dollar. And then during the whole negotiation period, there was quite a bit of uncertainty. And so a lot of cross-border trade between Britain and the EU slowed down or stopped entirely. Some of that was due to the Remainers, the people who said, no, we need a second referendum. No, we need to stay in the EU. We need to revoke Article 50. Them basically spinning up all kinds of doom scenarios. You're not going to be able to get medicine. You're not going to be able to get food. You're not going to be able to get clean water. But a lot of that didn't really pan out. Then once Article 50 was implemented in January 2020, when Britain formally left the EU, you got a second dip, but not as bad. And relatively speaking, both economies recovered to their pre-dip levels. Right around late 2021 into 2022, then they took two different tracks. You had in the EU, you had the energy crisis caused by the Russia-Ukraine war. And in Britain, you had the financial mismanagement under, not Theresa May, what was her name? Liz Truss. And with COVID on the, you know, as icing on the cake. So the economies, both sides' economies went into a tailspin, and they're still not really recovering from that. So Brexit, basically, if you look at recent economic trends in both Britain and the EU, you see three dips, and Brexit was responsible for two of them, but neither of them was nearly as bad as what happened between COVID and the Ukraine war.
Thank you. All right. Second part of the question. Also, I believe one of the driving factors on the Brexit question was the plight of British fishermen being persecuted by EU regulations. Did things improve for them?
Oh,
fairly specific question.
Yeah, I will be honest. I don't know enough about that specific sector of the British economy to be able to comment intelligently. I will say that there have been incidents since Brexit of the French threatening British ships that have been coming into French waters to fish, and the British threatening French, Belgian, and Dutch ships coming into British waters. Not threatening like militarily, but like, hey, get out of here, words exchanged, threats at the government diplomatic levels of, you know, there will be sanctions or there'll be this and that. I do know that it was definitely part of the reason why the UK Brexited. I don't know to what extent the situation has improved or not.
So special thanks to the member of the audience for stumping John.
Yes.
Congratulations to you.
Well done.
Thank you for joining us for a pop quiz. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.